this game going to feel any different, Coach?
Well, any different, you know, every game, you know, feels a little bit different. You know, I realize I was in Chicago for a long time, special memories there. So I'm sure there'll be a little of that. But as far as the game is concerned, you know, once we tee it off, you know, it's another game that we're trying to win.
Lovie, with the special memories that you had here, when you look back on your time here, what are you proudest of in what you accomplished?
Oh, I'm proud of everything we were able to do. I love my time there. I love the organization that I work for and the opportunity that they gave me. But as much as anything, the players that I got a chance to lead and to coach, the lifetime memories, lifetime relationships that I was able to form from being there. And of course, that's what will stay with me forever.
What allowed things to build up from your first couple years to a point where you could be a Super Bowl contender? What was your vision and the path to getting that to come to fruition?
Well, when I talk about, you know, the special players as a chance to coach, you know, when you come in to a new program, which we've had to do here, you lay out the blueprint on how we're going to do things, what would be our philosophies, and just how we're going to win football games. So laid that out, and we had guys that bought into it right away, and a lot of students of the game, a lot of good players. And then from there, you just start building each day and working to get better, and we did that. Things then, you know, initially we had some, you know, a few tough times early on, but, you know, after we got going, you know, things really turned around quick.
Lovie, what did you learn most, or how did your years here in Chicago affect you most?
And it's pretty hard to say most. There's so many things. You know, when you're in a place for 9 years, you know, coaching a team, you can't really point out, you know, a few things. You know, you just kind of formed everything and for me, being my first head coaching job, all of my philosophies and things that I thought I believed in, I got a chance to see them. Every imaginable situation you can be in as a head football coach, I feel like I had a chance to be in there. Just about any game, coaching the Hall of Fame game to a Super Bowl, besides winning a Super Bowl, I think as a coach, I got a chance to witness and be a part of just about everything that you would want to as a coach. So there were a lot of things that came around.
Josh had mentioned earlier that maybe in retrospect he was pressing a little bit at the start of the year. Did you see that? And you know, he said that he's felt different since he's come back.
I think, you know, when you start a new season, most guys would probably say they're, you know, you press early on because you want to do so well. And for Josh, it was a great opportunity for him. And, you know, he was accepted, you know, as a leader, and he wanted to have things be, you know, go a certain way right away, and they didn't. So maybe a little bit, but it's funny how things turn out, though. You know, you don't ever want injuries, but the injury did happen. And he got better, I feel like, when he was just, you know, looking at the game from a different perspective, staying. You know, when he got hurt, he said, hey, Josh, I need you to play a different role for us here for a while. He embraced that. And when he was healthy and ready to go, of course, I got him right back in there. And, you know, he played well the first time out and really played well this past week.
Well, how important in your recruiting or if you're signing Josh, having him be the kind of quarterback that fit your concept of the way the game should be, not turning the ball over sorts of thing, how important was that?
Very important. And, you know, coming into a new environment, you know, there's some key positions you would like to know as much as possible about. Of course, it starts with the quarterback position. And, you know, my year out, I had a chance to watch a lot of football and saw Josh. Had, of course, a chance to be around him the year, so I had a chance to coach him. And just knew what he would bring, and I felt like as a young team, new team, we needed his leadership. And not just leadership, I mean, his play. I believed in him as a starting quarterback in the league. So all of those things kind of, you know, played a big part in.
Lovie, looking back on last season and the year out of coaching, what did you value about that time?
I tell you, there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, negative things that came from it, you know, as I saw it. You know, in coaching, you know, it's nonstop. Been doing it in every year of my life. I've been involved in coaching. So to just take a chance, to step back, enjoy some of the other things. My family, you know, I'm a big family man, but I got a chance to spend a lot more time with them. Got a chance to see how much I love football and look at it from a different perspective. And then just start planning for, you know, to come back into the game. It's not like, you know, year I was out, I was retiring, anything like that. I started planning for, you know, my next job. My next job has always been my best job I've had, so that's what a year off allowed me to do, one of the best years of my life.
Love, you talked about as coming to Chicago as a first-time head coach. What was that like, the expectations of the fans and the city? How would you describe that?
A dream come true. I mean, everything that you thought, it was kind of how it turned out being for me. To come to a storied franchise with a great fan base and to just help to bring, you know, that fan base and what was expected back. So the things you dream about, that's how it really turned out for me. I enjoy it. You know, every day I came to work and the people that I had a chance to work with, not only the players, of course, but, you know, the staff and administration too. So, again, your first job, I'm sure everyone would hope that their first job would be something like, you know, my first job.
Well, you didn't mention the media or the fans. Was that pressure fair?
And pay pressure, you know, just the need had a job, you guys had a job to do, you know. That just had very little to do with what I was doing, though. And I knew you guys had a job, but it just didn't affect an awful lot about what I was doing. I was kind of focused in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, the Bears' offense is falling a little bit short of expectation, at least so far this season. What do you see from them on film when you observe them?
Well, I see a talented team. I'm sure there's disappointment. You know, all of us with the record that we're not happy with are disappointed this time of the year. But as you look at the video, I still think you have to go on what happened, you know, the latest thing that happened. Last week, you know, got a big win at Soldier Field. You know, looking at the personnel, which I know fairly well, and there are still some players on the team that I have a chance to coach offensively. Great personnel in all the skill positions that I know personally. Offensive side of the defensive side of the ball. You know, great players there. Of course, led by, you know, Lance Briggs. So a lot of good players in all of the key positions. You know, as good a kicker as he is in the league, and Robbie Gould. So, you know, I could rail off a lot of names of guys that have had a lot of success in the league. And that's what we see. We see a talented football team. But, you know, it seemed like each week we're playing a talented football team. And for us, we're two games out of first place as we see it, and this is a critical game for us to try to get.
Lovie, how does your familiarity with Jay Cutler impact or affect your approach to defending him?
Oh, each week we play, it seems like there's a great quarterback on the other side, you know, of the ball. Of course, you know, Jay's he's been a great quarterback in the league for a long time. Things that bother you as a defense, you know, quarterback that can make all the throws with mobility, that can move around in the pocket. And of course, Jay has all of that. When he looks to throw the ball, he has some great targets. So I think every opposing team that comes in will say some of the same thing.
But that you know his strengths, but you also know his weaknesses. Does that make any difference at all? Is that overstated, I guess, that could be an impact in how you approach him?
Yeah, I think that's probably overstated. As much as we know about Chicago Bears, they know about us. It's not like we're changing defenses or anything like that. So we're both familiar with each other. But that's kind of the case in the league a lot. You know, you play teams that, you know, you're both familiar with each other, but it's about what happens after the ball is snapped. And that's what it come down to this Sunday.
Lovie, how do you hope you're received here Sunday and I guess on a bigger picture, remembered here for the long haul by the fans?
Oh, I know how I'm remembered there. So as I come in Sunday, I'm coming in as an opposing coach. That's how I'm looking at it. The year I had off and just being in Chicago for 9 years, I don't need anything validated this week. fans were great to me and my family while we were there. Administration was. Have lifetime friends on our own, you know, the Chicago Bear football team. So I think I have all those things right now. I'm an opposing coach on the other side of the field coming in this week.
You think you got a fair shake here, Lovey?
To be at a place for 9 years in the NFL is pretty good. So I enjoyed every second I had there. And, you know, a part of life sometimes you move on to other places. The best job I've always had has been my next job. Couldn't be happier where I am now.
Thanks, Lovey. Really appreciate
it.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.